Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I'm going to be talking to you today about how to spot the Antichrist. Why is that important? Because when this guy comes out, he is going to deceive most of the beating hearts on the planet. And the ones he is after, more than anybody, are the Christians. And the closer you are to Jesus, the more you are at the top of his hit list. He is not just coming here to get the people that are not Christians. They're already in his camp. They'll be easy. He's coming after us. Now, does it make sense that if someone is throwing a, say, baseball at you, if you knew that they were throwing the baseball, perhaps you'd be able to spot it and maybe to dodge it or catch it, whatever the case may be, a little bit faster. But the last thing you want to see is for it to be thrown at you and you don't even know it's coming, especially if it's coming at the back of your head, it's about to hit you. So knowing how to spot, how to recognize the Antichrist is very, very important. Also, we're asking people to subscribe to the channel. And if you'll click the little QR code down below, it will take you down to making an automatic payment every month of $9.90. It means you join the Prophecy Club. So here's what we're going to cover today. First of all, his appearance. What does the Antichrist, the man, the flesh and blood man, what does he look like? What God does he worship? What actions does he do so that we can spot him? And what is the act, the very act that absolutely, positively removes all doubt? Okay, now I'm going to give you an overview. I'm going to tell you directly. But that's not enough. I got to take you to the scriptures so you see it in the scriptures so you know that you're getting the truth. Okay, first, his appearance. What's he going to look like? He's going to be very handsome, the most handsome man that has ever lived, as I'll show you. Have olive skin, dark hair with facial hair. He worships the God of forces. The actions he's going to be doing, he will defeat three European kings, set on the Ark of the Covenant, and remove sacrifice. And that's the confirmation. When you see the world elect one man as the world leader, that's him. When you see him, and then he will immediately turn around and attack three other nations, so says Daniel chapter 11, three other nations, we'll show you. And as a result of that, he becomes the world leader. Now, that's another thing I'd recommend you do is call 800-200-GOLD. But the reason I have this up so early in the program is I want you to see this. So Monday, we're going to have Jonathan Rose back on the Prophecy Club. So if you'll be watching the Monday program, then you'll be able to see him also. By the time you watch this, it'll be Friday. And so this Friday evening, every Friday evening from 6:30 to 7:30, I do a Bible study. I don't know what I'm going to talk on. Right now, we'll have to pray to see what God directs me to do, but it's a good Bible study. Friday evenings, 6:30, 7:30 Central Time. All right, now, here's the proof of what I'm saying from the Scriptures. Now, I'm not going to read all this because I've got too much to cover, but Daniel 7:7 says he will have great iron teeth. Now, iron is not talking about he'll have physically iron teeth. He's going to be of the iron kingdom. Who's that? That's the Roman or the Babylonian kingdom. We call it today the European Union. He'll have 10 horns. We've talked about that. Yes, there's going to be 10 nation confederacy that comes up in the European Union, but he also divides the seven continents into 10 global regions. He goes on down and says, I consider the horns that come up another one of them a little horn. That's the Antichrist, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. So they set up a 10-nation European confederacy. They put him as the leader, and he overcomes three of them. And it may be that in his rise, he overcomes three of them. But that's how you spot him. He'll overcome three nations. And then God gives him a mouth, speaking great things. Why? It's a test. It's a test to find out who gets the best blessings, who can, see, if you want to be an overcomer, the Bible says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. I used to think that that meant you have to die for the name of Jesus. I don't think so. Having memorized the book of Revelation now, I believe that you have to see the beast, hear the beast, but not take the mark of the beast, his image, or the number of his name. Meaning, it's a test. It's a test. Can you listen to someone that's going to be really good looking, really smooth, really fantastic, a great swelling words, have just about all the answers, and will you still love me, Jesus? Okay? So it's a big test. Now let's go on. He also had a mouth speaking great things. Now this is Daniel saying it. Whose look was more stout than his fellows. He'll make war with the saints. This is probably the Russians. I'm going to show you another scripture. Where's the Antichrist come from? Well, he comes from the northern Iraq area and up in Syria. If you look at the Bible in one place. If you look at the Bible in another place, it looks like he comes from Russia. Some people say he comes from the European Union. So the answer is, it's just not clear. Not yet. But that's what we're talking about today, is how to spot him. So he's going to make war with the saints. That's probably the Russians attacking and defeating America and prevail against them. And yes, that includes Europe, but they're going to be a rollover. Okay. Now let's go to the big verses. There was given him a mouth speaking great things. This confirms the earlier verse in Daniel. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his neighbor's tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. In other words, he's going to say all manner of things bad about Jesus, about God, the Bible, the church. He is going to openly attack them. And second place where it says he'll make war with the saints and overcome them. Again, probably the Russians attacking, destroying America. That's what Dmitri was given. And all, this is the part I don't like, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. I'm glad that's a comma, not a period, whose names are not written in the book of life. Meaning, most people, I've heard it said that only about 5% of, if all of America wanted to go to church this particular Sunday morning, only about 5% of the people in America could physically sit or fit inside of a church building. Now, there's people that don't go to church that are Christians. There are Christians that go to church that aren't Christians. But that's a pretty good guess, 5%. So in a time where this guy's given a mouth speaking great things, and he deceives by great miracles, my guess is it's going to be even tougher. It may be down to 2%, maybe 1% of the people in America actually don't lose their salvation and make it to heaven. Now, I don't want to think that. I want to think that there's going to be great sports stadiums filled. There's going to be a lot of people coming to Jesus, and that's true too. So what's the answer? The answer is I think a whole lot of folks are going to fall away, and a whole lot of folks are going to come to Jesus. But it's going to be a time of great testing, and that's why I'm talking to you today, so you can spot this Antichrist. You can see that baseball heading at your face about to hit you right between the eyes. Then let's go back to Daniel chapter 11 for further descriptions. Okay, so he's going to exalt himself. And then down in 2 Thessalonians 2, it says, he exalts himself up of all that is called God or anything that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sat in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And that's the same thing Daniel says. He'll magnify himself above every god and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. That's not good things. Those are very, very blasphemous things, very bad things. And sad to say, most people are going to believe it. I got lots to cover. Got to keep moving. He's not going to regard the God of his fathers. I think he will probably come from a Muslim family. It's just a guess. Muslim family, but he is not going to be Muslim. He will not regard any God, the Bible says. He will also not have a desire for women. Why? Because if he has a desire for women, that shows he's not a God. Okay? Because he sat in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. If he has desire for women, that shows he's not really God, you see. So he'll be above that. That's a big sign. So if you see somebody that looks like the Antichrist and he's going after women, not the Antichrist. If you see him worshiping some other god, not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to take, that's what Antichrist means. It doesn't mean against Jesus, against Christ. It means in the place of Christ. That's what he wants to do. He wants to sit on the Ark of the Covenant and require the world to worship him. He wants to put himself above everything on the earth. Daniel 11:31 says he will pollute the sanctuary when he sits on the Ark of the Covenant. That is the abomination that maketh desolate. What's abomination? That's totally filthy. Because when he sits on the Ark of the Covenant, that is the throne of God on earth, that is made of shittim wood with over covered with about 600 pounds of gold, according to what Ron Wyatt said. And he will sit on that, which is the throne of God. That's what Lucifer wants to do. And he's going to say, everybody got to worship me. And the Antichrist, or the image of the beast, is going to chime in there and say, yep, that's him. Everybody got to worship him. And then, of course, sad to say, most everybody in the world is going to go along with that. So here's one of the scriptures that shows that he could be Russian. I can show you some other scriptures that said European. I can show you some other ones that says Syria or Iraq. Okay, so I'm saying nobody knows really. Ezekiel 38, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. That is Russia, and there is no one that questions that. Jump down to verse 8, it says, after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. That's Israel. And is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, leaves no question. So the question is, who is it attacking who? And is the Russians attacking Israel? Well, that's what the Antichrist does, is he attacks Israel. So that makes Russian. Now, could he be at the same time Muslim? He could be. Could he be from Iraq and Syria? And that he could be. See, so it could be that all of them are correct. Let's go on. Now, Daniel 11:39 says, thus he, or the Antichrist, will do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom surely he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. Now, that may be give the Palestinians a state, but I think it's more like he'll go down and see that there's massive amounts of oil in Israel, and he's going to start dividing a lot of that gain to other people, blessing them. Now, that's another reason I'm going to send you to josephkitchen.com. Let me just take a second. I think that wheat is God's famine food. And that's what Joseph's Kitchen is based on. They don't send you wheat in a paper bag that break, it lasts about a year. They send it in a pail that is nitrogen infused. And, you know, can't say how long it lasts, but probably in the ballpark of 25 years or longer. They found some of the pyramids that still grew, okay? So if it's infused with nitrogen and in a plastic pail, it's going to last a lot longer. And then they show you all of the gizmos that you need to start making your own homemade whole wheat bread. What fed Joseph and all the children of Israel during the 7 years of famine? Wheat. Wheat did. JosephKitchen.com. They have videos that explain everything to you. Let me get on back to what I got to cover here. Now, before I go into the next segment, which is sort of long and important, you need to get this book. If you don't have it, it's called Miss the Mark. It's a quick, easy read. You can read this in about 3 hours. It's designed to hand it to someone that's not even a Christian. Maybe they even worship another god. If you can just get them to read the first few pages, they'll probably finish it. If they finish it, they will never take the mark of the beast. And one for 20, but don't do that. Get your 10 for 35 or 20 for 45, like flyers. Hand them out to a lot of your friends. And if you got somebody who's not saved you love, get this book into their hands. Because if they'll read it, even if they don't read all of it right now, just put it into their hands, because it has the prophecies of, like, Dimitri Dudeman, of Leslie, about Omar Usher's in the Palestinian state. When those things start happening, you're going to be able to go to him and say, remember I gave you that book? Did you read it? No, I didn't. Well, did you check out page 35 or whatever it is? Because Omar Usher's in Palestinian state says it's going to be a headline. And here's the headline. Okay. It's right in that book. It was published like 5 years ago. How'd the guy know what the newspaper headline was going to be 5 years ahead of time? And then they'll read it. Okay. Now, there's a lot of things I got to cover, so let me get going on this. So this is from Ken Peters. This is straight out of the book, which is why I recommend you get the book. This is in the book. So Ken Peters' story on him is, like, he's dead now, gone to be with the Lord, but probably about 30, 35 years ago, he had a dream. It lasted all night long. And of all of the speakers we've had, the 160 speakers, I would say this is in the top five. People everywhere believe this guy saw heaven or saw the future. So anyway, he says, television, telephone, radio, and the very unusual communication device was all shut down. He's talking about a computer. This communication device was a little white box that looked like a television and was in many, many homes in the United States. When I saw these, they were nearly every single home in the U.S., and they had words written across them. Occasionally, it would be like television playing through them. Perfect description of a computer. All those media devices were all shut down for about a two-week period. I now know what I was seeing were personal computers in people's homes. This electronic shutdown lasted for about 2 weeks. Now, is that the 3 days of darkness that we've heard several people talk about, which is basically an opening of the portal, allowing the giants to come into our world and start killing people? So can you imagine all communication, your telephone, computers, television, radio, all being shut down for 2 weeks? What hysteria. I began to walk the streets in shock at the current events. After about 2 weeks, television, radio began to come back. However, it was completely different than previously. The broadcast was being bombarded nearly everywhere, and they were depicting a soon-to-come new government and leadership. A man would be emerging to lead us. This is probably how the tribulation will start. This will probably get my vote for the start of the tribulation more than anything. Then he talks about the New World Order. Again, this is in the book. The man finally came on the scene. He spoke with great eloquence and charisma. He was soothing and promised answers to all current issues. This man was smooth, extremely convincing, able to solve nearly all problems. He was a convincing communicator and explained how this removal of the dead people, he saw no one living go anywhere. He saw graves burst open. He said, I literally saw dirt flying. So this removal of dead people was God's judgment upon them. This rattled me in the dream, and I did not understand his position. Let me tell you, so you can comprehend where I'm coming from, not being a born-again Christian at the time in the dream. When this man spoke, he began to convince me. It began to pull me into the messages. He reminded me of Adolf Hitler speaking to the masses. But he had a demonic, charismatic tone about him. Literally pulled the masses to him. It was nothing compared to what I saw. Nothing. He was able to rally a nation. This individual was able to rally the globe. He was very, very frightening. Almost immediately he began to communicate through these large screen televisions that were strategically placed everywhere in the general populace. Have you noticed that the screens of the televisions have got very large now? What do you have, 81 inches, 91 inches, 103 inches, 105 inches? Is that what he saw? Are we there? Do we have these computers in our home? Yes, we do. This man's speeches and directions for the whole world had to do with new times upon us as human beings, new directives for global peace and the need to give up current citizenship for world citizenship. I must tell you, I've been raised a red-blooded American, and when I heard this in the dream, I could not fathom it. I'd always had a gun, I'd always hunted and fished, and I've always put my hand over my heart at ball games when we sing the national anthem. I've always respected men and women in the military, and I love this country, and so have this experience, and this dream rattled me to the very core of my being. This man continually and constantly spoke of world order and the benefits of all men dwelling together in peace. Now, even though I was disturbed in the dream, I was also being pulled into this because it sounded so very, very good. World peace sounds good until you count the cost. There is no genuine world peace until the Prince of Peace, Jesus, establishes his throne on this earth. That's the bottom line. No being is going to bring peace to this earth. The only human being who's all human, all God, is going to bring peace on this earth, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I began to really think of relinquishing my citizenship, and this alarmed me greatly. Even though this was a message that pulled strongly on me, I somehow wasn't convinced of this new order. By the way, you can watch the entire video at watchprophecyclub.com. It's called I Saw the Tribulation. I Saw the Tribulation at watchprophecyclub.com. It's also where you can see Prophecy Club Unfiltered, too. Anyway, let's go on. I constantly heard the words new order, world order, and new times, but I never heard the word new world order. At staggering rates, people were accepting the plan this man was releasing through the airwaves, and no resistance. No one was fighting it. No one was saying anything publicly. I couldn't tell you if the airwaves were controlled to the point where you couldn't come on and say certain things. Probably. I don't know. I began to go into a serious depression. I began to ask myself questions. Is this the end of the world? I'll never forget his face. Ever. As long as I live, I will never forget his face. His face was almost supernatural in appearance. He was almost too perfect. And he was, for lack of terms, the most handsome man I've ever seen. I want you to know, very happily married, heterosexual. When I say he was a handsome man, I don't mean that in a strange manner. I just mean to tell you that this man had everything going together for him. Everything. He had this kind of chiseled look to his face, and everything about his appearance was almost perfect. And when he spoke, there was just a very strange quality about him. Many years later, I read a scripture about the Lord Jesus Christ from Isaiah 53:2, the prophet that said that Jesus had no comeliness or features that we would desire to behold him. In other words, Jesus was not some handsome specimen of a male. He was an average, rugged-looking person. Isn't it amazing that the Antichrist would be antithesis or the opposite to Jesus? That he would have such a persona that it would be just the opposite of Jesus. Now, let me jump to this. I read this a couple of months ago. January 2, 2024, Dalton Travis Gray. And if you go to his YouTube site, he has his testimony on there where he was a singer, and apparently Jesus grabbed him by the neck. He said, I had a dream. I was in a random place, and a global distribution just occurred. A blackout. 3 days of darkness. See how the stories, the testimonies overlap, okay? A blackout. It was a worldwide cyber attack. It was probably some event that disrupted all world systems at once. Same thing Ken said. Same thing Vicky Parnell said. It was a planned event to consolidate world power and control all money systems, information systems, such as the internet, and the exchange of information into the global surveillance state in which we were subject of that state. I knew this must be according to prophecies in the Bible. I saw this event was the catalyst for this event. In other words, it's the start of the tribulation. That's why we prophecy students say it. Then it was shown several places around the globe where this had caused great trouble. In other places, not so bad. But all around the world, it was affected. I saw people revolting. I saw people angry and some degree of chaos everywhere. The public did not understand what had happened. In the vision, I continued to travel. I was shown militaries and governments will try to crack down on this behavior and quell those populations, but nothing seemed to work. We stopped at the Vatican. At that point, I realized an angel was with me. I was overlooking the square at the Vatican. People there were in chaos. Shortly, the Vatican government told everybody to be calm. You do not need to leave. We have an announcement to make, and we don't need any trouble here. They were enforcing a lockdown, or at least their curfew-style martial law, that was happening worldwide to different degrees. Some places the world just didn't care. The countryside people who lived simple lives seemed to calm down. The skies were super dark, like black skies. Is that 3 days of darkness? Seemed very demonic and stormy. In other words, like the portals had allowed the giants to be released and all the demons to be released on our planet, just like Vicky Parnell said. The Pope came out wearing his papal crown with many jewels in it. He had jewels on his clothes and his staff in his hand. He was dressed as majestic as the Pope can get. He was wearing it all and looking slick. Then another individual came out. This individual was tall. And look what he says. Had olive skin. That's what Maurice Sklar said. That's what Kim Peters said. And Vicky Parnell, I don't think she said that. She might have. Anyway, he was not the white European. Okay, is that hinting he came from Europe? Okay. He was very handsome and had the charismatic 100 times more than Joel Osteen, just by looking at him. You just wanted to hear what he had to say. The Pope lifted his staff hand, telling everybody to calm down, calm down. Long after he gave the floor to the other fella, he was thin, As soon as he began to speak, everyone was mesmerized, and everyone calmed down and became happy to hear him. In other words, what an old man. That's what David Phillips said, too. What an old man. Young man, dark hair, facial hair, olive skin. That's what they say. It's almost as if the frustration completely disappeared. They were just lulled into a nice mellow state. I could tell they loved this guy. It was affecting me as well. And I was watching this man. I thought, well, he's got it going on, man. Like, he really knows how to do this. He's a charming guy. But I knew that at the same time, he was deceptive. It was a deceptive charm. But at the same time, I was objectively admiring him. I thought, wow, okay. This guy's a superstar. That's the sense I had. It was not this boisterous, angry, mocking attitude about him. It was more like a smooth, smooth superstar. So as he speaks, everyone mellows out and a calm came over the crowd. It was the way he was dressed. He had a suit on, and I mean, he ripped open his suit. As soon as he did, I knew in my heart, okay, this has got to be the Antichrist. It's almost as if in the dream he perceived that I knew that I could see the evil underlying him. And in that moment, I knew who he was. He ripped open his suit, and underneath his suit was gold, like some kind of gold spandex, gold. He had the most brilliant gold underneath his suit that I'd ever seen. It was gold that would make you lust for it. Like I want that gold. I've got to have some of that gold. I was definitely stunned by the shine of this gold. Whenever he ripped up his suit, I looked up at the sky, and he wasn't angry. He wasn't proud or taunting. The spirit that was in him was more like a superstar. It was like when the lights are out and the stage comes on and the light suddenly shines on Michael Jackson and he's wearing sparkling sequins. It was like some kind of a wow appeal. When he opened his suit and shined the light, the shine from the, I don't know what that word is, from his golden shirt, he was wearing shined up to heaven and he smiled. I knew in that moment he was telling God, I'm shinier than you. They love me more than they love you. At that moment, I knew this was part of the unveiling of the Antichrist. Then I heard the angel say, they are here to bear witness of what the Lord has said. Then he quoted scripture and he said, and he shall sit in the temple and declare himself to be above all which is called God, or all gods, or declare himself to be God. There are different translations, but either way, he declares himself to be above all of the gods. When the angel said, he said, this will happen, but it will happen in a different temple than this. And the dream ended. It was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, opening his mouth and blaspheme against God. Fits all of the scriptures on this. Mouth spake very great things, looks as more stout than his fellows. That stout means greater. He will be the best looking guy probably that has ever lived. He will speak great things against the Most High God. Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy club.